Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Skank Fest.
We're here.
So cool.
God, Houston's great.
This is
Skank. I love Fest. This Ramada.
Yeah, this is rough. Is that where they put you in a Ramada? I'm in a fucking sick ass residence inn.
It's in a Red Roof Inn. Look, we have a great show planned today. Incredible show planned today. Once again, we are turning a negative into a positive. Sure. There are more cases of the coronavirus in New York City than anywhere else in the country. We're responsible for 50% of it. And, you know, we're probably all just slowly but surely dying, but we're going to die together. And because we're shutting off the rest of the world, boom, right there, knuckle me up, Danny Boy Soder. We get to do these incredible shows that we probably wouldn't get to do at any other time. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have some incredible guests today. Obviously, I'm here, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, the Joan Jett of Comedy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm in a very positive mood. I haven't gone on any news websites in like 3 or 4 days. I'm feeling pretty good.
It's going pretty good, dude. We turned
opt out. Opt out. That's what I say. All right. You'll be happier if you get offline, motherfuckers. International superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, baby boy?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, dude. I also ordered a USB microphone, by the way. Mine's coming Wednesday.
Excellent. You look like there should be a little lower third under you that just says quarantine week 2. Yeah.
Shannon, post-production, get my quarantine week 2 graphic going.
Okay, I lost your camera for a second, but you're back.
Show me those titties.
Now show them them titties.
My cat's sitting on them.
Shannon, can you fucking pretend that you're at work? Pretend that you're at work? You have a cat.
I'm working all day.
I'm allergic to cats, so maybe you fucking not bring your cat to work.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay. If the cat fucks everything up, that's kind of like having Harrington there with her.
That is also
yeah,
true.
Yeah, you should rename the cat Harrington.
Oh, no.
And honestly, if we got Harrington as our litter box, it would be a better scenario than we have now. Look, Danny Boy Soder's here. You guys know him. And for the first time ever. I'm very excited about this. He is quickly becoming ingratiated in the East Coast comedy community. People like this guy because usually we think the West Coast guys are fags. We talk shit. Oh my God, do we talk shit?
Well, I am a fag.
No, dude, you're not. Dude, don't you be so hard on yourself. Hey, by the way, that's a very New York self-deprecating fucking attitude right there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Santino.
Yeah, bitch. What's up, baby boy? God, you look good, dude. Am I the only one without a good microphone? Does everybody else have like a real mic, or is that just so?
Nope. No, nope. I'm a mogul.
And okay, this is good. Me. This is me, and this is a Viacom.
Louis, the term is mongrel.
I'm a mongrel.
Yeah.
Damn it, Zach attack. Fucking give it to him, Joe.
Sody, is that stolen? Did you steal that from somebody?
No, I got it sent to me by Comedy Central Radio.
Whoa. So.
I'm getting mine. I ordered mine today. I like podcasting from at home. I'm on my couch.
You look like you're camboying.
Yeah.
I'm in my underwear.
My fans only. That's what you say. My fans only link underneath Louis.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Don't forget to go to my Amazon Prime list.
If you guys know, this is supposed to be the first day of Skankfest. It's March 27th. And I'm not bummed. I'm happy. I'm celebrating by myself. I've masturbated like 5 times. I'd be having orgies this weekend, but no, who wants orgies? Yes, I would. You don't think I'd be having orgies at Skankfest?
I've been to every Skankfest except the first one, and I've never been an orgy.
You've never been to my hotel room during Skankfest evenings.
Yeah, I know. I've avoided
that. Is that where the comics go to like check in when they show up?
You got to jump into the orgy.
All the female comics, they have to pick up their badges at my hotel room.
Yeah, you go real Weinstein vibes checking in this Skankfest.
Why did all the male comics go get their badges from a convention center, but all the broad comics go to some fucking dude's hotel room? I mean,
Louis just has to go, watch me come on this plant and you get your lanyard.
And then then I have to go, I'm not a plant.
Zach is his cum catcher during the checking in process.
Zach's on the board right now with 1 point. Oh, by the way, it's a game show as well, Santino. I don't know if you know this. At the end of the episode, whoever is the funniest, and I give the points. I keep score over here.
This is bullshit.
What do you mean?
This is bullshit that you keep the score. Shannon should keep the score.
Yeah, Shannon.
Two things. Okay, number one, Shannon is not a comedian. Okay, she's not been working in the world of comedy. She's barely a podcast producer. Number two, even if she were a comedian, Shannon is a woman. Do you want a woman to be the person who's keeping tally on how funny we are or we are not on this podcast?
You know, it's like every time there's a boxing judge that's a lady, I'm like, does she really know? Did there she really score that fight right?
There we go. What is she doing?
I'm your audience. I'm your audience. I'm a comedy fan.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so middle-aged lady with two cats. You are our audience.
Yeah. You know what, Lewis? Forget I said anything. Let's just keep moving forward.
Shannon, do you think you should be fucking judging our comedy? Are you out of your mind, Shannon?
I guess I am out of my mind. But I do keep track when you tell me to put a point down.
That's it. All right. Well, we got Zach with 1 point. Zach's with one. No, she does the scorekeeping because that's actually right up her fucking alley, dude. Writing hash marks.
Mm-hmm. Do you take points away? You should take points away for that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, for me? No, I don't take points away.
Yeah, I'm going to take a point from you. You're starting.
I mean, full disclosure, I'm undefeated in this game.
Of course you are. Of course you are, you fucking Central American dictator. Of course you're undefeated.
Yeah, you keep score. Yeah, you're like Trump. Like, that looks like I won again.
Yeah.
I won. I can't stop winning.
Someone give Lewis a golden AK because he's like the son of a fucking cartel leader where he's like, it looks like I win again.
Like, Danny Boy Soder. Danny Boy Soder's on the board.
Shit. I hate that I have 4 points.
That's a good one. That's a solid one. You got a good, solid fucking chuckle. Sometimes you can really smash it home and get 2 points. We'll see. We have a great show plan today. Honestly, I haven't even looked at the notes, but I trust that Shannon sent me great notes, and she really understands the things that we're going to want to talk about because we have to stay away from the coronavirus.
You know, shout out to the two guys just right out in the street smoking a fucking blunt right now. That's good social distancing.
Oh, shit. You know what? You just reminded me that I need to smoke my fucking vaporizer.
People now are smoking. People now that are sharing, I saw two dudes. He was holding it.
Like that?
Smoking it here. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's an old hood thing because black people are so homophobic that they don't want their spit to touch each other's spit. So, like, yo, nah.
Ari walked
into jail. Until they get to jail and then they're down to fuck.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually, you know what? They don't kiss, though. So it holds up.
Yeah, but they do, but they nut inside. That's like, that's to me, that's the line. I pull out every time I fucked any dude, I've always pulled out.
Why?
Because
the whole point of fucking a dude is to come inside him because you know there's not going to be.
I feel like if you come inside, you might make a connection, and I would rather just get out of there, dude.
Nah, dude, that's bowling with bumpers. No pregnancy.
No homo. But I kind of feel like getting somebody coming up your butt would be the only enjoyable part about getting fucked in the ass.
I feel like that's how you get your insides
tickled. Like it's a cum bag?
I feel like I would tell the guy, I feel like my code word for it would go like, tickle my insides.
Hey, dude, I'm saying the whole thing would suck. Every bit of it would fucking be like, ah, this is awful.
Top to bottom, terrible experience.
then it's burning, you're getting fucked, dude. This dude's breathing on your neck, whispering in your ear. It's just, it's not good. And then he shoots a fucking load, and I would almost feel like it would be like soothing, like a topical cream that sort of makes you go like, okay.
And you know what you also don't think about is
when
when he tenses up to come, that's kind of like when you look at the clock at a school day and you see that you're almost out. You're like, oh,
it's
almost out. School's almost out.
School's out.
In my butthole. School's out in my butthole.
I think farting it out would be my favorite part of it, by the
that's
way.
Disgusting.
What, farting it out?
Andrew, we're trying to fucking do a family show here.
Let me tell you something. Bring your kids in the room because it's going to get way worse.
Do you think the cum gets pushed out on the first fart?
No. It's stuck up there. It's webbed in there. You gotta really cheese it out, man.
Shannon,
I don't know, but Shannon, can we get
Shannon?
Yes.
Can we hear from someone who knows?
Because when I have sex with women sometimes and I blow a cream pie in them, what they do is they go to the bathroom afterwards and then they shoot it out of their vaginas into the toilet bowl.
Do they plug their nose like they're about to do?
They hold their nose and make themselves sneeze.
Yeah, they go, tickle me. I lost it. It's somewhere in the toilet.
Shannon, hey, I don't even know if I've ever asked Shannon if she's been fucked in the butt before.
No.
Shannon, you've never been fucked in the butt?
No.
So this is sort of a...
Fist pound, Shannon. You can just fist pound up. You know, yeah.
But you've been cream pied.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why no anal? Is anal something you would never do?
I, like, with an ex-boyfriend a million years ago, we, like, kind of attempted it, but right as, like, the beginning of the entry, I was like, no. And then that was it. Never tried.
Yeah, you're stepping in that ring, you know there's about to be a fight. So.
What a nice guy, though, because right upon the entry, if you went, no, I would have went, what'd you say? Boosh.
Ooh. But you know what? That's kind of like what they do when you're not good with needles and they're giving you a shot. They go, no. You go, it's over. They go, what? They go, gotcha. Look, I'm in your butt. I'm in your butt.
It's already over, Shannon. Really?
I fuck you lied to me.
I have a question for everyone. This is to everyone in the chat. Do you feel like, because this is unquestionably sexual harassment toward my executive producer, Shannon.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it should be less of a charge because we're doing it via Zoom app?
Yes, but it's also perfect evidence.
Yeah, it's being recorded. It's like, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Let me just throw this up on the board real fast. Yeah, I think it's
Your Honor, you're gonna have to subscribe to my iTunes channel if you want to see this evidence.
Your Honor, are you a Patreon member? Yes or no? Well, then you can't.
Yeah, if you want to see the real content, go to patreon.com and subscribe for Lewis harassment.
Lewis harassment page is a whole page on Patreon. Of
just him with different women going, I want to smell your pussy. Put your tits up to the camera.
Shannon, who has sexually harassed you the most in terms of in a real way? Out of everyone that's ever worked at Gas Digital, and it's okay if it's somebody that's currently here, so I'll have you bleep the name and we'll just react to it.
I want to know, like, Shannon, I want to know what's like the most like real, like where you're like, oh, I was harassed sexually.
like if this was a real job in the real world.
Yeah, you'd be like, fucking Tom Ryerson did that? You got Tom from accounting. Rubbed his
I don't want to say
shoulder.
Who it is, but if the lawsuit went down, Shannon would own her own dog training company.
Yeah, no way. Dude, I would. If Harrington told me he harassed him, then I would be like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Shannon, who is it? Who's the biggest harasser at Guest Digital?
I mean, off camera, the person that harasses me the most is you.
That's me?
Yeah.
No way. Shut up, brand. Shannon. Yeah. Shut up.
It's true.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Shut up, Shannon.
You've touched me several times.
Hell yeah.
You told me on June 1st you were going to push me up against the wall and make out with me.
It's true.
So, yeah, it would be you.
I'm excited
to announce the launch of my podcast on SAS Digital, the new Shannon and Sutton Digital.
Shannon, that was a test. Delete all this and you're fucking fired. Just realize that. Edit all this out after this is your last fucking show. You fucking scumbag. Throw me under the bus like that, Shannon.
Why did you ask that question?
Because I thought for sure it was going to be Bo Deedle. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know what? He did make me feel very uncomfortable.
Did he? What did he do to make you feel uncomfortable?
It was he was on the No Disrespect podcast, and they asked him something about like how he would hit on me through text message or something, and he was like making direct eye contact with me through the glass, and the way that he said it in his like creepy old guy way, it like put shivers through my body.
What did he say? What words did he use?
Something about like erect penis, like really like clinical words. It was really weird. I just tried to find
Law and Order
it.
Shit.
Penis.
Yeah, Shannon, that I didn't think you were going to throw me under the bus there. I was sort of setting you up for a couple other people. I thought it was going to get funny and not real and litigious, but we'll talk about it later, I guess.
Somebody's getting a raise.
Dude, yeah. Shannon, you better use this footage anytime Lewis is like, what did you do, Shannon? And it just clicks back. And it's like, me? I harassed you.
Shut up, Shannon. Shut up, Shannon.
Get him, Shannon.
It's fucking satire. So you can sit here and suck. you can suck my fat dick and like it, Shannon.
Whoa.
Welcome to my satirical sexual harassment hour.
Whoa, this is fun. I like it. Luis J. Gomez has hit his artistic phase.
Yes. Really, yeah.
It's really subversive, dude. I like it.
Dude,
it's the predator formerly known as Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, now just known as the Hat.
Shannon, do you even send notes on today's show?
I figured the ones from yesterday would ride over because I couldn't find any new ones. But we didn't go over the ones from yesterday.
Oh,
this,
dude,
why, this is why like I sexually harass you. This is
Santino looks like he's on that show Fear. Remember on MTV where they put a camera and then they make you go into a ghost house? What are you seeing? Is there a small child?
It's my dad. Dad!
Yeah.
Now I'm getting my headphones, dude. Getting my headphones, doggy.
Hell yeah, baby boy.
So
here's the thing, though. I did tell Shannon that I was going to push her up against the wall and deeply kiss her like she's never been kissed on June 1st.
Yep.
Why does everyone know the date? Was that like a?
Because I'm going to be Jack fucking Diesel on June 1st, and she's not going to be able to resist me.
Can I, as someone that's seen you go through several transformations, Lewis, and turned your body, and there's two transformations I love the most. The first, Fat Lewis into Jack Lewis. And the second transformation, my favorite, was when you did the all-inclusive vacation in Puerto Rico and came back 27 pounds heavier. might be my favorite Lewis returning from vacation. Left Spreadzos and then came back just a fat old Mexican man.
It's like, did I open up a wormhole? Where did I go?
Dude, it was so funny. You just came back and you're like, 27 pounds, doggy. I just ate and drank.
I watched Lewis gain 27 pounds on a weekend in Boston.
Yeah, dude. Lewis, you can jump up and wait like anyone I've ever seen.
But I can also get Jack fucking Diesel very quick as well.
Yeah, but Bobby's said it before. You only got a couple of those, and then the elasticity snaps.
That's not true. Do you know nothing about fitness? Is that how it works? The elasticity snaps one day? No. Bobby is a fucking fat diabetic. Okay, he should not be giving anybody advice on anything except for fucking, I don't even know, pitching a tent as a fat person. That would be like how to work your way around a camping trip being a big
guy. I would take baked good recommendations from him. Baked goods.
He doesn't fucking know. He's just fucking lazy. So he doesn't work out.
Are you going to get the most shredded you've ever been by June 1st in the pandemic?
As long as this fucking pandemic ends, I can, because I have no fucking Equinox right now. I'm working out like a goddamn Puerto Rican in the park.
Are you doing pull-ups on crosswalks?
Light bulbs and shit?
I have been doing very little since the pandemic started. I got to start running and doing core stuff, and pull-ups and push-ups. But I will say this much, because I've been cooking at home, I have been eating somewhat clean and healthy, so that's why I haven't completely fallen off. That's why I can still do this shit.
You should get yoga hot. You should get, like, skinny and...
Yeah, but women don't want that. Women want a big fucking muscly dude to be on top of them, pounding them out, dude. Not a little fucking bitch-ass yoga bitch.
Women want beef, especially as you get older. Nobody wants the fucking skinny yoga guy. That's a fake. That's an old, weird myth. Women want weight.
Man, those dudes fuck for distance. Those guys, those guys take you into deep waters.
Yeah, dude, Jared Leto has a cult.
Listen to what this guy says. This guy gets it.
Yeah, I look, maybe those guys, fine. They can fucking deep waters. But Dan, so can you, dude. All you got to do is...
Nah, man, I'm fucking 3 minutes and I'm done. I got zero wind.
Yeah, I've seen him. It's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, dude. Last time Santino tickled me on the inside, I fucking...
That was it, dude. I said, release.
Oh, I can't. I'm locked in.
Be honest. Let's be very honest. Could you, at your age right now, we're all pretty similar in age, I imagine. I don't know. Can you go more than once in a day, honestly?
Sex?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm asking Sodi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there'd have to be a break.
But you
Blue Chew or no Blue Chew?
No Blue Chew, all natural, Lewis.
So what are we talking?
We're doing IOCC testing here, bud.
I don't remember the last time I fucking fought natural, dude. I'm juicing.
Dude, you're fucking Lyle Alzado. You're just fucking on the juice.
Dude.
You look like Lyle Alzado after he started dying, too, when he had to wear hats all the time.
Dude, in the history books, there's going to be an asterisk next to my name for sure, dude.
Dude, Lewis is the Barry Bonds of boners. he just fucking, every time he's like, well, that one counts. That one's fake. That one's juice.
Oh, dude. I'm telling
Lewis, you got to use a pill every time.
I don't have to use a pill every time. If I am, I like using a pill. I don't.
Why?
Because
it gets you harder. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it makes me fucking rock hard. Makes me fucking. Dude? Makes me punch you right in the gut from the inside.
Wait, so when you take a Blue Chew, you're like diving board hard, huh?
Have you never taken a Blue Chew, Danny?
Nah, man.
Danny.
What? All right, don't do that.
Danny.
What are you doing? I feel like, are you about to tickle my insides? What's going
on? He's about to take a Blue Chew and it's fucking be harder.
Yeah, we're going to watch his dick get harder live in real time.
You just slowly see something pop up like this under the screen. Just look at this.
Wow,
he's got a fucking,
that's like 40 boners in your hand.
That is enough Blue Chew to kill a college basketball team.
Yeah.
Dougie, I will hook you up with some Blue Chew, Danny Boy. You give your fucking chick some Blue Chew, Dan. Ooh.
All right.
Zach, have you used anything like that? You use fucking.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What do you think it? When you say it works, though, do you think it just gets your dick harder? There's more, just way more blood flow. That's all, right?
It really cuts down on the refraction time.
Yeah. So you can bounce back fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to bang an Uggo, it makes it pretty easy.
Oh, I thought you were going to have a slogan.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. That's Blue Chew's new slogan.
Blue Chew goes, I think this guy just figured out our Q3 marketing.
You want to bang an Uggo?
For 10% off, use the promo code bang an Uggo right now at BlueChew.com.
Uggo?
Bang a five. Yeah, bang a five at BlueChew.com.
You go get our monthly Uggo package where we save twice the amount you pay for.
Also, I love how fucking Santino, like a five is an Uggo for people in L.A. No, five is a fucking respectable woman here in New York City.
Maybe New York for City, you. Maybe
every,
for
all,
you.
All the hot chicks in Brooklyn are just fives. They all dress like grandmas. They have shitty, dirty clothes. They're like, what is wrong with women in New York?
Soder's not banging under fives. I know for a fact. He's a picky boy.
No, Soder's got a hot chick, bro.
I know that's one, but he doesn't ever fuck under fives. There's no way. And that's
Tucson. I did. There were some rough years in the desert.
Yeah, dude, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they're not still with us. So have a little respect.
Yeah. Those people are all dead, dude. They don't matter. Yeah,
those people suffered at the hands of highway crimes. So. Yeah.
Dan fucked a nine in Tucson one time, but it turned out it was a mirage.
Yeah, so I just fucked a cactus with a wig on it.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those pigs called, Dan, in Arizona? Javelinas?
Oh, javelinas.
You fucked a javelina?
I took down a couple T-Town javelinas.
The worst I ever had was in Boulder, University of Colorado's in Boulder, right? That's Boulder?
Dude, Boulder's got some funky broads there, let me tell
you. She was rough. She was rough, and I left, and I was in, you know, like broke, so broke in college, and I left my watch, a watch that my dad gave me, and fucking, I left it at her apartment, and the next day, I was so sad about what happened that I was like, keep the watch. I couldn't go back. I was so depressed. I didn't want to see her in the daylight.
She could have given you the watch and rolled you a cigarette with one hand.
Yeah, with one of her chins, she could have rolled me up.
She goes, "Hey, boss, you left your timepiece on my side, dude."
Dude, I was so embarrassed about it. My boys were giving me so much shit that I was like, "Just keep the. I'm never." She's like, "Your watch is here." I was like, "No, it's not my watch."
Dude, girls do that move where they leave shit at your place all the time. And like when I'm single, like I hook up with like just a handful of different chicks. So I don't know whose stuff is whose. So now when chicks do that, I think they're doing it to be cute, but they don't realize I just throw it in the garbage as soon as like I have no idea whose fucking watch this is, no idea whose earrings, underwear. Mm-hmm. So it's just fucking.
Do you have that vial of ash I used to keep around my neck? It's my dead grandma.
You know, I fucking got rid of that shit after I smoked on you. It's part of the cleanup crew.
I did 3 lines of that shit. It sucked.
Yeah. Dude, no wonder. I thought you just had shit coke around your neck.
That was my Mima.
Dude. Oh, my
Coke's
God.
Coke's got grandma bones in it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about leaving New York, by the way. I'm thinking about getting out of the city.
No one wants you. No one wants you. No one wants people in New York. Every single person, any place. I've been reading a bunch of articles about, like, all the wealthy New Yorkers are going to the Hamptons, and all the locals in the Hamptons are like, dude, what the fuck? You're just bringing the virus out here. Fucking leave us alone.
Well, fucking O'Connor and Gillis and all those dudes went down to South Carolina, and they all packed up and went to the beach. Now they're just blacking out, having foot races, like real – sandy fags on the beach. They're fucking. Yeah,
I know. That's
there.
What I want to do. So,
why don't you guys? Why don't all you guys go? I don't know why a bunch of New York guys just don't get together, go rent a spot somewhere down south, and just get the fuck out. I'd get the fuck out.
My gay ass kid.
So what? Bring your kid. Bring your fucking kid. Oh, make it, dude, a vacation.
What an adventure.
Can I tell you the problem? Can I tell the problem?
Your kid would tell that story for the rest of your kid's life. That would be like the greatest one time. The world was ending.
I watched my father OD on Myrtle Beach. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Then your kid would be a great artist, dude. Do you want your kid to be a great artist or not?
He goes, that's when Uncle Dan took me in, and now we just do voices. I don't know. I kind of miss my old violent father.
Yeah. The problem is this. Okay, so I would go right now. I would go out to California. I would go out to fucking, like, just up in the fucking hills. Go somewhere fucking, like, just get rent like a cabin, rent something, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I have my son, which is – I would bring him, obviously, but then me and his mother aren't together. So I'd have to figure out a way to bring her. Now, she's got a boyfriend, so now I got to fucking bring her boyfriend. And now it's like a whole – it's like a sitcom. It's awful.
That guy wins.
What if you –
That guy wins the entire – Yeah.
He's like
COVID.
He's this big black guy. He's like, that's right. Pay for my vacation, bitch. He goes, I just gotta deal with it. Fuck that.
He goes, hey, do we get the room with the view?
yo, you know, I need the full bath.
I love
the full bath.
You know, I love my sunsets.
What's his name, Lewis?
I don't want to. I've said it actually before. It doesn't matter. Eddie. His name is Eddie.
Oh, that's not as black as I wanted it to be.
Yeah, I know, right?
His name is
You wanted Daquan. You wanted
so bad.
Like, you wanted like a real
his name Juan is Toby. At the end.
Yeah, I want an apostrophe consonant combination.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
His name is Elemento P.
Elemento. Elemento P, man. Coming through. Yeah,
yo,
no,
Lewis.
That
he goes, yo, Lewis, appreciate you getting me up out of New York. Just want to say yo, these sheets is kind of starchy. He's just got very, very specific complaints about the log cabin you rented him in Big Sur. Yeah.
Yo, big homie.
Hey, my man. I don't, no disrespect or whatever, but the way the sun be coming up through our blinds, I just don't like. We have to get out of here, man.
Yeah, dude. I can't do all this.
Lewis. They got continental breakfast because y'all need to eat. You know, when I first wake up.
I was wondering we could go down to the store, whatever. Ooh. You could cook breakfast in the morning.
This is gonna be a little bit weird. They don't got fresh squeezed orange juice, do they?
Yeah, he goes.
They don't do that?
He goes, Yo, I understand that you was at the grocery store for 3 hours. You're gonna be mad at me right now, but I asked for actual cranberry juice, not cranberry cocktail. We changed that. Sugar on this. So
doggy. So you know, so I honestly he's a really nice guy and like my kid loves him, but I just don't know that I can go live with my son's mother and her new boyfriend for 2 weeks in the fucking woods.
Why couldn't you just couldn't convince her to be like, let me just take him and him and I are gonna have like a getaway, like a little baby getaway? Like what the fuck, what would that be a big deal? She would care? Like if you'd take him on vacation before just you two, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I take him every year for Father's Day. So maybe, possibly, but the reason I am wanting to leave is not because I just am depressed and lonely. It's because I think where we're going in New York City is a complete shutdown. I think that unless it turns, right, because it just seems to be getting worse, the more they test people, the more they're going to drive the numbers up, the more the hospitals are going to get filled. Eventually, it reminds me of the fucking opening scene of I Am Legend, where like Will Smith is like, you know, having his family getting them out and they're getting them in the helicopter. And it's like,
yeah.
I feel like they're going to shut down the bridges, the tunnels. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I know they're about to close down the parks. I think they're about to close down fucking like a lot more shit than has already been closed down. And I don't want to be in a situation where I know it's cryptic and weird and paranoid, but it's like, dude, if they shut down, they shut down where people cannot leave New York City. That makes me feel very claustrophobic. And it makes me feel like, so I would just rather be off this island and fucking, because I work remotely. I haven't been to the studio. I'm at work right now. I'm just sitting in my fucking living room nonstop, podcasting, streaming, emailing, phone calls. So who gives a shit if I'm in the fucking woods or from here?
Well, let me ask you guys this. This is interesting. A lot of LA guys are still doing podcasts. Like Bobby and I did our podcast yesterday. And like a lot of dudes are still going and meeting up and doing podcasts. A lot of people aren't. Is no one in New York is going to meet up for podcasting at all?
For the most part, no, but we see smart. We would. Technically, I mean, we're a media company, so we could technically open and have our producers come in and work. But, you know, it's a little different. So if I was just doing a podcast with Zach, me and Zach might go and meet up. It's not that crazy. Me and Zach, you know, if I said, Zach, come over to my apartment and do a podcast, that wouldn't be that crazy. But the problem is because we have an entire production team, you know, a bunch of people work, it's sort of a weird thing. We have guests that are coming in. You want people to feel comfortable. And New York is way worse than LA. So I feel like when people come in, they're a little bit uncomfortable. They're not, you know, they're a little, it's just not really conducive right now to give you the best content. And then to get
and people. And it's not even, just being in the room together, it's getting anywhere is kind of like, we like.
Well, that's got to be what it is. We can sit in our fucking car and just go to someone's studio, go in and get the fuck out.
Yeah,
you guys, Ubers. Getting around is a nightmare.
I took Ubers to Jay's last week because we were doing bonfires from his house on like a Zoom recorder. And getting the worst part was getting into the Uber. You don't know what Uber you're going to get into. Then riding there. And then like, you know, you get there and then you're like, fuck, did I bring something in the house? You just feel like, especially
how
contaminated New York is. You're like,
Did you see the fucking, the cops in India are beating the shit out of people in the streets? Did you see that video?
What's up, dude? That'll fucking get a quarantine going. You so know, good, I'm thinking, bring in the caste system. Let's fucking get after it.
Dude, I love it.
People are already shitting in the street. They're just hitting them while they're doing it.
Yeah. You know, it's actually kind of fun now. Now it's like whack-a-mole. But with poop coming out of people.
Shannon, can you pull that up? Can we share a screen and see what he's talking about?
Because they have like this at all. They've got these it's like long like bamboo sticks, and they're whipping people in the streets for being outside because they're trying to get on. I don't know what area it is. Obviously India's a fucking massive country. But they're hitting them for being outside. Yeah. Bisping. Yeah, Bisping did share it. Yeah, it's like they're smacking them for being outside because they're on full, complete lockdown. And then I saw just yesterday the Netherlands are doing what's it called, like reincorporation or whatever, where they're trying to get society back to where now people are going out again, which is fucking wild because that country is so small and they've got $100 million per person insurance and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the video right here?
You're good.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Watch how cops be dealing with it.
Oh yeah, dude. Get out of here. Go home. You need to go back to your house. Get outside.
What did I tell you? I don't want to tell you again. Get back to your house.
Also,
I'll
this
fuck
is
you up.
Why you should not wear high water jeans. I can slap your ankle very accurately.
Dude, I think that's great. They're just whopping them. You're in the streets, you get whopped, dude. Fuck that. Get home.
Dude, get out of here. Go.
How many sissies is that, Mice? Get home.
Oh, dude, and then he ran into a cop. Dude, egg on my face. I would feel, oh, he's a cop, too. Man.
Uh-oh.
There's one.
So dope. So great. Yeah.
Good job,
James. Get him in.
Way to hit him.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's the whole thing is sort of wild. And it's kind of like a dream. Like, I wanted to just end and wake up and then be on the other side of it so we get to all, like, talk about it. And, you know, but it's just, it feels like we're all in, like, this pause mode, you know?
Yeah.
Well, dude,
I saw someone accurately tweet that it's like, this is the moment between Christmas and New Year's, but it's just like a couple months of it.
No, that's really right. That's good. Yeah, it's like that never-ending dead space of the holiday.
I saw someone retweet something like that, and I was like, oh, that's a solid take.
It does suck, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I think fucking like a piece of me is doing that thing where you're like, it's all good, and then there's that piece of me that's like, nah, this is scary as fuck. This is actually like such a creepy, like a weird. Like an unsettling feeling, because when you start reading stuff where you're like, a college football player died, a 22-year-old jacked in the best shape of, and like could is the ultimate athlete. Like,
but isn't
anything.
That one? Your that's one out of the 22,000 deaths. So they can maybe you can count on two hands the amount of young people that have died. So when you hear about a 25-year-old having a heart attack and dropping dead, it's about as random as that. The media keeps on pushing those stories. So then a guy like you, you get a fever, you get a cough, and then you run to the fucking emergency room because you're freaking out. And then we have all of our hospitals overrun. So they shouldn't be even talking about those fucking stories. The media
should
be going,
here's the difference. You're right. I think what you're saying is true partially, but the problem is, for me, you're right. I would not go to the emergency room just because I had a cough or whatever. Like most people, I feel like overreact. But for me, the story just means it's good for people to know these cocky, young, asshole kids that are like, those dudes that were partying spring break, did you see that? Did you see that map? Did you guys watch that fucking map? No. That's something you need to see. There's a map that they show the people partying at spring break in March and Daytona Beach. They can centralize the map. I can send it to you, Lewis. And then what they did is they basically show you how it can spread within the next like 4 days to how many places in the United States.
That's all fear shit now, right?
It's not fear. It's just all it is statistically showing
it's
how
a hypothetical.
Quickly people can connect. Look at this thing. Just watch this, though. It is fucking wild to see.
Please watch this. We're learning.
Yeah, it's less about me saying this. We should be fear-mongering, more just showing how connected we are. That it's just like, oh, yeah, your fucking neighbors could have it. That's all. I'm not saying you're going to die. I'm saying
you're saying kill our neighbors. I get exactly what you're saying.
Kill your neighbors. Kill your fucking neighbors.
I've been waiting
to do this. The point, though, is like this information and all of these things, if I wanted to, I can take any affliction that we have as a society. You know, it could be fucking AIDS, cancer, Mexicans, whatever you want to say, okay? Mm-hmm. And I can show a graph and a map and a graphic that makes it scary. And you can use colors, and I can use fonts. And I can show you something that's pretty dramatic with really any sort of any narrative you want to create. So my problem is, like, yes, I understand that, especially with that one. Actually, I think it highlights what I'm talking about, where it's like they show you, like, oh, there was, you know, 30,000 kids from all of these different areas, and then they go back home and they show you how it spreads out. But it's just sort of like this. What's the point of that? It's this big hypothetical.
It's important to show us how quickly we can push around stuff. Dude, a couple of years ago, Bill Gates did a whole fucking TED talk saying that biochemical and pandemic warfare will be bigger than any fucking nuclear, quote unquote, fake Holocaust that people have been afraid of for two decades. People have been talking about nuclear war is coming, nuclear war is coming. He's like, nuclear war is so not even in our
and nuclear
foresight.
War ain't shit, dude. Nuclear war, when you really look at it, because I was terrified of that as well, right? That was like a big fear thing.
Not a real thing. Not a real thing.
So not only is it not a real thing, but even if they had the ability to fuck it, like it's you think a nuclear bomb like destroys the world, it's devastating, but it's such a very small area and a very small fallout. When you consider what this does, right? You introduce some sort of bioweapon, you can shut down the entire Earth's economy.
That's what I think it's important for people to see, that it's like, see what happens when people have the ability to spread things quickly, because we're the mice. Like we would spread it around faster than any nuclear bomb. Couldn't attack the world as fast as this. This could kill more people. A biochemical warfare could kill more people than a nuclear war would.
Well, how many people died in Hiroshima? I have no idea. Shannon, look that up.
I think it was like 19, 20 people.
Yeah, it was like seven or eight guys that were living together, I think.
Pretty good dudes, though. They're pretty good dudes.
They were all living in a house, trying to get along. See what happens when seven strangers come.
This is the truth.
When people stop being real and start getting nuked.
And then the intro.
You eat my peanut butter with your fingers.
You came in too disrespectful, Peck. Peck, you are a bigger problem. 146,000. Man, coronavirus does that in a weekend, dog.
Bitch.
Yeah. Real quick, let's do some plugs real quick because we're about halfway through here. Santino, what do you got to plug? I obviously know live shows coming up, but you have the podcast.
We're rescheduling all of our dates. So AndrewSantino.com, we're going to keep redoing all of our fucking dates. Unfortunately, I was supposed to be in Cleveland and Cincinnati and then come to fucking Houston, and I'm bummed about all that bullshit, but we're making that all reschedule. And then listen to Whiskey Ginger, my podcast, and my podcast with Bobby Lee called Bad Friends. That's what I got right now.
I know Bobby Lee was supposed to be in Houston this weekend as well. You told me you were going to fucking literally kidnap him and make him come.
Seriously, he was going to come. I told him, I was like, dude, I'm getting a car. I'm coming to get you. And he's like, okay. Well, I'll come. I don't know if anybody likes me. I don't know if those people like me. I said, dude, you're such a—
What are you talking about? Everyone likes Bobby. I've hit up Bobby to do podcasts, be on Skankfest. He ignores me. I got his number from Bisping, and he fucking ignored my text message. And then I was like, ooh.
Here's what you got to know. He's the most, as well as I've known Bob, Bob is the most, like, insecure. He thinks every comic doesn't think he's funny.
He's got this. He's a killer.
I know. He's a fucking head case, dude. He's a mental head case. He's like, that guy doesn't like me.
He's one of the funniest people in the world. He's
I know, dude. He kills me.
And I think we've invited Bobby to 3 different Skankfests at this point. It's fucking psychotic that he would think that.
Yeah.
DanSoder.com,
rescheduling dates. Bonfire. Go do, you can listen on a 2-week, I believe, free trial of SiriusXM. Goes to the Bonfire. We're still doing Bonfire episodes. Yeah.
Can I step on that real fast from just to plug? If for everyone that's listening for real, you should listen because the show is so good. But also, if you really want Sirius, like if you're like, I don't want to really pay for it, call those dudes up and tell them that you want an extended free trial and they will give it to you.
Oh, absolutely.
People should just do it because it's fucking worth it. Go call them and they'll go, all right, we'll give you a year then. Like, just do it. It's worth it.
They go, you work here now, dude. You're passionate enough.
You're Mr. Serious, dude.
You're like, can I have an extended trial? They're like, you know what? Can I have an extended free trial? Wait, what?
They go, what? Wait, but I'm calling you about the trial. He goes, but you need to know more than I do.
All right, fuck it.
He goes, I don't know, dude. What's your name? Josh. What's your name? He's like, Mark. You want to be friends? Fucking yeah, dude.
Zach Amico, Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics bullshitting while we watch a movie.
Yeah, guys, I'm still promoting my dates. Me and Kurt Metzger, we're out there on the road, guys, this summer. Check us out. The Edition and Well Tour. Lucian Gomez presents LucianGomez.com's website. Grab tickets for anything that's available. Grab my special.
Is the world ending because you and Kurt made up and became friends?
Happening? Possibly.
Your friendship sparked the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Just when their coordinates look like the pandemic map?
Yeah.
When you zoom in to that cup that I was throwing at him, there was a dead bat inside of it.
That was bat blood.
Yeah, it was bat blood.
I gotta go
grab my special. Go pee, Danny Boy Soder. Don't you worry about that. Grab my special. Obviously, we have this show here on Gas Digital Network, but I have 3 podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me with Michael Bisping as well. All of our podcasts, the entire on-demand library for everything, over 8,000 hours of content at your fingertips, available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. The latest 15 episodes are on iTunes, YouTube, everywhere else. You can get the entire library for everything, plus pre-release, uncensored, ad-free. You get access to the live chat, message boards, and many other member benefits. Use the promo code. Check this out. We're doing a special promo code right now, RAP30. It's going to get you a 30-day free trial. Normally, we do a 14-day free trial like SiriusXM, but that's some bitch shit. I was saying that. I've been saying that for a while. We're doing a 30-day free trial. We know you guys are stuck at home. So for 30 days, you get free access to Gas Digital's 22 incredible podcasts. We're launching a cartoon in a week. It's nuts, dude. So much cool stuff's happening right now. So make sure you guys subscribe, support. Go to our iTunes, give us a 5-star ranking, positive review. 1 reviewer every month, free piece of merch. Good or bad review. Doesn't fucking matter. Like, I like when we have to give away a piece of merch to a bad review. It's funnier that way. So fuck it, guys. Just leave us a 5-star, you fucking assholes. Don't be a fucking dickhead. Make our rating go down, you cunts. You can call me an asshole. Tell me you don't like me. I have people that listen to the show that don't like me. Could you imagine that, Andrew?
What do you mean? That's fucking, that is, I would argue that's 20% of most people's fans don't quote unquote like them. The amount of comments that I'll get every single week on any of the podcasts that are people talking shit, it's the same fucking people. Well, then why are you watching the show? It's like, you're watching the show. You don't, of course they like, it's just way more fun for them to engage in a negative way because it gives them more weight in that community.
Well, they also get more of the reaction, right? So what they do is shit. they they send us a message and they go, hey, dude, I really like your work. And I get literally 100 of those messages a day, and I can't respond to every one of them.
Right.
But I would say one out of every 10 people that send me some fucking nasty shit, I'm like, yeah, fuck you, dude. Yeah. And they get the reaction. So there's a higher percentage that they're going to hit the shot, which is just to get the reaction. And to be honest with you, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just sort of like they're words being typed into a computer. There are even words being said to you. I have to practice what I preach here, because who cares? Like, let's say some guy walks up to you on the street, right? And he goes, fuck you, dude. Suck my fucking dick. Okay. Now, my reaction is to drop to my knees and blow that man. I don't know about you guys. but like, I would usually get angry, and, you know, I would have words, and it could possibly turn into a physical altercation. But that's sort of crazy when you really think about it, what it is, what the action is. It's just, there's no real different physical reaction. If I said nice shirt, or if I say, fuck you, it's just two syllables or sounds my mouth is making, but we react in this way when it doesn't actually matter. And it matters even less so on the internet.
Yeah, now I feel like almost nothing matters. Now I'm focused on so many different other things. It's so funny that this whole thing that's going on puts everything into perspective. Like, it's really changed the way I've been thinking about fucking everything. Comedy especially, dude. I was calling out, I called out the other day. I read this article about one of the major agencies, and they fired all of the employees that can't work from home.
Endeavor, right?
Yeah, and they own like hotels and restaurants and all this stuff, and it's like
they own the UFC.
You're gonna fire the guy that makes fucking $7 an hour, but you're gonna keep the dude that makes $450,000 a year. Like, I just, that kind of shit's the stuff where I'm like, all these bleeding heart liberals in Hollywood, all they do is go on fucking TV and they lie that they're hardcore liberals and they're all about the people and their fellow man and they're all down for Bernie and socialism. And then when a time comes that you're like, all right, dude, put your money where your mouth is, then fucking help the people that are working jobs to sustain this economy, help them out. And they're like, we need to cut back.
I have a house in Martha's Vineyard that needs
fucking bullshit. So. Yeah, kitchens.
I will say this. I'm going to start sounding like an old Republican now. It's like,
You got the hat on. You got the fucking shoulder strength.
Well, hold on. Let me preface before you respond. My point is, I don't care that they make that choice. I care that you when you take a stance saying I'm part of this liberal regime, but then you do the opposite. That's my beef. If you want to be a corporate, if you want to be a corporate entity and be a capitalist corporate enterprise, I don't care. This is fucking America. Good for you. But don't go out there and pretend like you're a company of the people and then flip over when the time comes. It's like, bitch, you were the one that was shouting for all this shit in the first place.
That's a
don't
great
fucking
point.
Come. Yeah. So I'm down.
It's about the identity. It's about sort of what you choose, and the people like to choose that identity and reap the benefits of it. But when it comes down to it, they don't actually want to do anything worthwhile or anything tangible. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. I just think that it's like, there's no fucking helping people right now. I think the way you help people is, I mean, look, I'm not even saying open the fucking economy back up. Fine, don't. Guess what? Me and my team at Gas Digital, for 4 fucking days, we sort of felt sorry for ourselves. And then we had a meeting and everybody on our team said, cool, what can we do to fucking put one foot in front of the other? What can we do to grow? What can we do to act like this shit isn't even fucking happening? Because there's an advantage to the fact that a lot of people are lazy. A lot of people are looking for, an easier route. The advantage to that is the fact that if you work fucking hard right now, you can rise above. You can be one of the people that aren't fucking, and there's comics that are doing it. I saw Mark Normandy put out a great video of him doing Corona jokes in the street. And it's like, so fucking funny. And at first I was going to hate, I almost didn't click on it because I hate that type of stuff. I hate like comedy with no audiences. Yeah. But then I was like, it's Mark, and Mark's a fucking genius. And the jokes were so funny, dude. And I just fucking love when you get to like show like the difference between white people and black people. Because all these white people are just going like, this is horrific. What are you doing? And then he went to the hood, and those black guys, every joke, they were like, it was like Def Jam. They were jumping up and down. They were so happy. Yeah. They were so happy. And so people in the fucking hood, people it's almost just a weird thing, because the people that have less of a reason to fucking laugh or want to laugh, they typically find a way to laugh in these fucking situations where people that have more privilege, they're like, they're just, and once again, I just, coronavirus just is not, it doesn't even register in the top 10 worst things that have happened to me. It's just not like, you know, it's hard for me to fucking, and it sounds, maybe it sounds heartless, but it's just, it comes from such a, it's not a place of privilege. It comes from a place from, you know, whatever the opposite of privilege is, somebody that knows words.
We see some of the top 10 things that have worse happened to you. I mean, you've got a couple of tattoos showing there that I think there are a few that I could, that one I could register for sure as top 10. That one for sure. What is that one?
That one is, it's a flame, but it looks like a lobster claw.
Did someone never seen a fire before? You had a blind guy draw a flame? What do you think a flame looks like?
I had an actual burn victim who didn't have any feeling in his fingers to draw my flame tattoo. That's what it was.
Yeah, once again, these are the political opinions of a shirtless man in a cowboy hat with a drawer full of dick pills.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Smoking space vape. Hot-ass vape, buggy.
Fuck yeah. By the way, that is the... That is literally what you described, Zach, is America in a nutshell. They're like, what is America? You're like, a shirtless, tattooed, weirdo Puerto Rican guy with a fucking American flag hat and boner pills. America.
If you showed them that picture of Lewis, they'd go like, I think I understand the essence. I understand the
essence. Doggy, I am the American dream. I am living it right now.
If Lewis, you never more looked like an alligator trainer.
Did you look like the husband that Joe Exotic divorced before he got arrested? The rest of them have to die off. You look like he was like, I'm okay, yeah. Lewis. Maybe get out of here.
Dougie, I haven't watched The Tiger.
Dude, oh, fuck you, dude. It's so good. Also,
people love it.
Genuinely, some of the music videos that he makes, the songs are dope.
Dude, we did a whole bonfire going so through the music videos.
Dude, here's Kitty slaps. I'll listen to that shit all day.
Here, Kitty, and I saw Tiger. Tiger saw man. I mean, so come on.
What are he's getting talking? Busted so on that now, though.
Oh, no, he totally lip syncs that, by the way.
That there's two musicians he hired to do everything.
Yeah, there's this scene in the documentary where he's singing along to his songs. It's like, oh, well, that's not your voice. It's clearly not your voice.
but, dude, that made me love him more. Like, the moment I heard it, I was like, that's not his voice, not even a little bit. My wife was like, he's the kind of guy that he does that on purpose, knowing that you'll find out, but just like a Trumpian way where he's like, who cares? And you're like, I don't fucking, why do I care? I don't care at all. Fuck it. Whatever. Like he does shit like that on purpose. He's good.
Well, there's almost like, you remember that guy? What's his name? Fat Jew, Fat Jewish.
Who?
The
Fat Jew. Yeah.
Which, by the way, he was just in the new Adam Sandler movie, which I did into the Uncut Gems movie, which I did enjoy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was.
But that guy, like, it was very funny to kind of watch, like, because he would essentially steal jokes and, you know, not give people credit and put them out on his Instagram, right? And this wasn't just him. There was a few of them. Fuck Jerry. I think it was another.
There was Instagram. A ton of them. There was a ton of them. And he was just the most famous. Yeah.
He was the most famous. But when you would try to explain it to people as a comedian, like, people that aren't into comedy, they don't romanticize it the way that we do. You'd be like, yeah, dude, but he stole this joke. People are like, who fucking cares, you loser?
Yeah, that was like always when like
nobody cared. Like people were like, dude, he made it better. You should be thanking him for giving you fucking credit for using your shit joke on his fucking awesome Instagram. Nobody gives a fuck.
Dude, that's like when I remember when I was a kid and Whitney Houston came out with "I Will Always Love You," and someone was like, "That's a Dolly Parton song," and you're like, "I don't fucking." It's a Whitney fucking Houston song, fuckface.
Yeah.
Here's what I say. If one of those fucking memers can take a joke that I do and make it way better than me, well, I put it out on the fucking internet. I guess it is what it is. Like, the internet is the Wild West. You can't – that dude was stealing jokes, but also fucking that shit that's out there on the internet, what are you going to do? Unless you put it out on a special, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, what do you say? You can't really take, like it's fine. I had it happen to me one time where I'm sure it happened. By the way, it's probably happened to everyone 100 times, but I had it one time where it went, like, viral, and I still see the joke out there. Like, it'll come up because now people joke? Copy
what's the,
that.
What's the dime you drop, dude?
I said for $250, I'll pretend to be a couples therapist and convince your girlfriend she's wrong about everything. That's what I tweeted.
Shannon, give him a point.
Point.
He gets a point.
He writes down a point right now.
But some fucking meme guy took it and just put, like, his face, like, in a suit doing that and just put it on a fucking meme. Like, didn't even, like, change the price. didn't change a single word. Like, you would think, like, I'm just so, like, if I was going to steal something and be that blatant, I'd be like, all right, let me change a couple little things.
Yeah, yeah, fucking dress it up different.
I mean, no. Jesus Christ, dude. It couldn't have been fucking, it was crazy. And I started to care. And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm, like, arguing with this guy about a fucking tweet. Like, what type of loser am I that I would fucking really give a fuck that much about it? I should be acting like I'm above it. So it just didn't matter. But it's sort of like –
that's what I'm saying. Twitter, you're giving away – once you tweet a joke on Twitter, expect that to be not yours anymore. That's – Twitter is essentially saying you're giving us material for an aggregate comedy or, like, conversation website. You're basically like a freelance comedic journalist on Twitter. You're giving shit to them. So whenever I write a joke on there, I just assume that's not mine anymore.
Yeah,
because you can't, even if you claim ownership, like, I wrote that joke 6 years ago, people don't give a fuck. They're like,
that's why you have to put it out as real content. It can't just be a fucking, you can't be lazy, right? You have to put it as real content. You do it with stand-up, you develop it in your own voice. Even when there is, like, parallel thinking in stand-up, right? And I've seen it with fucking great comedians. Guys like Jim Gaffigan and Patrice have similar jokes about not being able to spell tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And changing the wording. But it's like, these are two brilliant comics that had a premise and went in very, you know, with their own voice and their own unique take on it, went in sort of different directions on it. But me and Potatoes, it's the same fucking joke. You're laughing for the same reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. When you actually put something into it, you're creating content, stand up, actually, you know, write a fucking sketch, put, at that point, sort of, you can make it your own. And if you're original, you have a unique voice, it's not going to come off as fucking hack. Somebody like Nate Bargatze can do airplane jokes, and it doesn't come off as hack at all because he's just so his own thing and his own perspective. And he's not considering the fact that that's considered a topic you're not supposed to talk about because it's an old topic. He's just like, whatever, man, I was on an airplane. This is funny. You know that.
Right.
Yeah, original is original. I mean, people.
But context means everything. It depends on who says it, for sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's comics that if they told you an airplane joke, you know their style. If Jeselnik did an airplane joke, I'd be like, that's not what you do. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you, Lewis, if you did a fucking, if you did a, I'm sitting next to this lady on an airplane. Yeah, any really.
Yeah, if you didn't threaten the audience with rape for most of his set,
I don't know, man. It's a strong opener. I'm not gonna lie.
Be in the room for it. It's powerful. Yeah. It is very powerful.
What's up the stand? Who's gonna get fucked?
Yeah.
Everyone sitting in their chairs. Now that I've got your attention.
If I walk into the Gas Digital Studios on June 1st, I'm Jack fucking Diesel. I grab Shannon by her neck, slam her against the wall, start deeply kissing her hard.
Are you gonna do the thing where you move your head into it?
Of course. Yep. If I do that and she fucking tries to claim sexual harassment, when I've been giving her months of preparation to fucking avoid, she didn't even have to come to fucking work that day. I don't micromanage her schedule. You know what I'm saying? So if she shows up, is she not asking for it?
Wait, can I ask a question? What if I don't show up?
There you go.
Don't show up.
Oh, you're going all out like the Jews on 9/11.
Yeah.
Miko coming in.
Fine, you cannot show up.
All right, Lewis, let me ask you a question. What would you feel would be the ideal reaction of Shannon to you doing this? Like, her arms falling and she being like, Lewis, you're such a Jack Diesel man.
No, she'd have to wrap her arms around my neck because I'm much taller than her. And she'd fucking lean into me. And then I'd whisper, after we kiss, I'd be like, babe, I'm going to buy you new fake boobs. And then fireworks. Psh. Shannon, do you know if you dated me, I'd probably buy you new fake boobs. I would just want to stop playing with your fucking wonky, misshapen.
What? I don't know if I want to commit myself to this on the promise of you probably buying me fake boobs.
But if I promise to buy you fake boobs, you'd be my girlfriend?
No, they're actually fine.
What?
They're fine. They're just old, but they're fine.
Are boobs, do fake tits have like, is it like a lease where you need to get a new one every 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's 10 years you're supposed to replace.
You can't have a 2007 Tesla.
What year are your boobs, Shannon?
Oh, I can't do math. They're 17 years old.
Okay, so we got it.
2003?
Yeah.
So we got to get you some 2020s. Lewis,
yeah.
Get on it.
I love that she goes, I can't do math. We already talked that you had fake boobs. Right? Like, you tell us and we'll tell you. Shannon, sure. Wait. So 17 years ago, you got them put in and then now they need to be swapped out. That's the thing. You need to get them tired. You need to get them rotated. Is that what happened?
Yeah, they have to be replaced.
It's like an old Camry. They have like the neon lights underneath them.
Yeah, so you are Puerto Rican. You fucking
ice cubes in a common temp Shannon's titties.
Yeah. Goes, no, exhibit.
Yo,
exhibit.
So for the next,
oh, yeah, right. Titties, I'm sorry.
What we did was
pimp my titties.
He goes, left titties in a microwave, and the right titty rolls down a poster of Scarface because we know you Puerto Rican.
The right, so Shannon, is it silicone or is it the other one? What's the other one?
Saline. I have saline, yeah, because at the time I had them done, it was illegal to do silicone.
Wow. My question is, now this is also to Lewis as a co-financier, Lewis. He's connected to the audience. Would you go same size? Would you go bigger, smaller? If Lewis is
Dan,
splitting the bill?
Dan, is this real? Do you not know the answer to this already? Is this a bit, dude?
You can't go smaller. What do you do with all the loose skin?
I don't know.
Tighten it's such an off. Obvious.
Shannon, do you want to get an Escalade or a Gremlin?
Yeah. Do you like a Prius or a fucking old school Hummer?
Or a Ford Aerostar? Do you want? Like,
Shannon, would you go a little bigger? Bulky?
Yeah, if I'm going to go into the knife again, I've got to bump him up a little bit.
Nice.
Wait,
Amico with the raise the roof.
Let me ask you though. This is in-depth conversation. Did you through the nipple or the underneath?
It's the incision is at the bottom half of the nipple, but there's no scar or anything.
Not because I've seen the underneath ones. You don't have that shit.
No, they went
into her back.
just punched it through. Well, I had to swallow them, and then they hope they just settled on my tits. Which is kind of how that works.
She swallowed them whole, like a fucking
like a boa constrictor. It just comes down and it goes. Your left one has settled. Your right one is floated down to your knee. We need to hit back up.
Oh wait, Shannon, a little lower, a little lower.
So Lewis, if she was your lady and you were her,
I would have to fix her. I would have to fix her for sure.
Jack, gentlemen, would you get her some big double D?
Whatever she wanted, whatever would make her feel sexy and want to have threesomes.
What would you fix about Lewis, Shannon? He gets to fix your boobs. You get to fix something about him. Go ahead.
One thing.
Penal implant, not off the table.
Not at all.
My cock is fine. Shannon, my cock is fine. She held, I had a replica made. This was also not on podcast, so I guess it's part of the sexual harassment, not on camera.
Yeah, that'll be good. That, by the way, that clip will work in court with you giving air quotes.
Yeah, I'm going to rape her. Ugh. Come on, well, Your Honor.
I'm going to pin her against the wall and kiss her with my new muscle.
Yeah, I said all that, Your Honor.
Yeah. In a court of law for the federal government. It's a show.
All right, Shannon, what are you changing?
I wouldn't change anything physically. I think he's fine physically. It's the other stuff that's not as easy to change.
What is your problem with my fucking personality? I'm so cool. Shannon, I'm a very cool man, and I'm successful and smart. You need to fucking understand that shit.
Said every guy ever wearing an American cowboy hat and boxer briefs.
I'm so cool.
Cool, you just did the speech that Naked Cowboy gives to himself before he goes out.
I'm dressed like Naked Cowboy.
You're Puerto Rican Naked Cowboy.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me, man.
I'm excited.
Shannon, are you scared about this scenario taking place? Are you scared about his fantasy or no?
Yeah, I mean, it was taken down off the board at work because it was up on the board for a while, June 1st. Yeah. So it's not there anymore. But we may not be back in the studio by June 1st, so I might be safe.
But he knows your home address.
What if he comes in Jack Diesel on July 1st?
Uh-oh.
No, I don't consent to it.
Okay.
I don't think it matters, but...
I don't consent. This is going to get edited. Lewis, that clip got lost. I don't know how that clip got lost.
I literally have to make her edit it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to be funny when the podcast goes out, the video clip of me is going to be like me sitting here like this, and all of a sudden I'm like this out of nowhere. What happened?
I'm just walking through my house with my laptop. It's just a loop of me doing that. I said nothing.
They go, we got to edit this whole fucking thing, Lewis.
Whole thing's
got to
be edited.
Case coming your way.
I've been getting very good at Fortnite lately. I'm actually
at what?
I'm Fortnite.
Is it? Oh, Fortnite. Oh, I've never played. So did I. That's what I heard. Fortnite. Yeah.
I'm getting into Rocket League.
Come on, Dan. Are you on Xbox or PS4?
PS4.
You still play Fortnite cross-platform. Why wouldn't you just give it a shot? Why?
Rocket League, dog.
But that's just,
what is Rocket League, dude? Am I
soccer
what is
car.
That?
Car soccer.
Nice. It's soccer with cars. It's fucking retarded.
No, it's not. It's very fun.
Zach, do you play any of this shit?
Nope.
Zach, you and I just get in a separate chat. That's not.
That'd be so funny if it just said, Andrew and Zach have let the chat. It's just Lewis and I now. We're like, so.
It's sadder. Mortal Kombat every day.
Zach has his own booger collection like Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. Okay. And?
You got to save one for off the future, board for Lewis?
Hey, whoa. No, I'm giving myself 2 points for that one. That one was a fucking fire-ass joke. Shannon, laugh track that one for me. Thank you.
A live studio audience just comes in with Lewis's
joke. Yeah, there's a lot of production in the post-apocalyptic world.
David Spade is still doing his show like this through Zoom with comics, you know, like his panel show. And there's a huge delay on, I don't know if it's Zoom or whoever he's doing it, but there's a big delay between people at home. And he's trying to have like comics still on. It's so funny. All these shows, these traditional television shows are still trying to do like Fallon from his house and Kimmel from his house and all this stuff. Dude, I would love to see the numbers of like our podcast versus them. I would love to see what that number looks like.
Well, it's weird because they're trying to do something. I don't know. It's an old form that doesn't translate to this at all. That's why like the people that are doing stand up on Instagram Live, it's like, what are you doing? Norman is obviously fucking hilarious and nailed it in a way that was perfect because he went out to the street and did jokes to people. But the people that are trying to do it on Instagram Live, you're like, what do you think? And then, like, I saw one email where this lady was like, thousands of people will be streaming it. It's like, so I can bomb in front of a bunch of people? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's the point of that? And to be honest with you, fuck you. I'm not trying to create content for your comedy club channel. Suck my fucking dick. I'm trying to create content for my own fucking channel. You're in your fucking mind.
It's weird seeing the comedy clubs that are like, especially in New York, that have people working for them. And there's only a couple that are like so dated that they don't know what they're talking about, where they're like, hey, I'm going to have this stream available if you want to do stand up. And you're like, why would you think I would want to do that?
Yeah, it's
the Comedy Store is backed right out of that. They're not doing any of that shit. They don't want anything. They've walked away. All the other clubs still seem to be doing something, but the Store isn't doing shit. They're not doing anything. They're just
Cellar was doing something like this, which I understand, which is like, it's basically a podcast where they had Bobby Kelly host and they had like four.
I know, it's very fun. Well, a lot of the podcast or the comedy clubs are doing that. They're like, we're going to get a bunch of comedians to sit around and talk and like a podcast. we've been doing for years. Okay, that's fine. But it's fine. Look, you know, they're going to have to figure it out. I wish the best for any comedy club that's out there because we wouldn't do what we do if it wasn't because we all jumped on those stages. But it's important to fucking realize that like comedy, you know, in the way you create comedy, you know, when they say when you're looking to like develop your comedic voice or whatever, it's like that should be able to fit into whatever mold you want to put it into. And Dan Soder, I don't know you as well, Santino, you're a very funny guy, but I know Dan Soder really well. And Dan is like a fucking guy who I can take Dan Soder's funny and put it in. And I've written a script with Dan. You can write a script. You could sit down and do a podcast. You could do stand-up. You guys can do a sketch. You could fucking go on a car ride. Dan's going to be Dan's type of funny in every sort of capacity. And those people are going to fucking rise above in this type of environment.
I don't know, man. Dude, Lewis, I appreciate the compliment, but we were talking about how like, the internet doesn't give a fuck if it's good or not. Like we were talking about, the internet doesn't give a fuck if it's original or not. And I think there's a lot of people out there that just want content. And some of these people that aren't funny,
I don't think
that have more drive, but hold on, that have more drive and are willing to be like, I'm doing sketches and I'm doing fucking crazy shit. Some people are just like, oh, they're making stuff, so I'm going to fucking ingest it, as opposed to like separating people that are actually actually funny and shit. You know what I mean?
I think when you're seeing shit content that's being ingested, I think those people already have like followings, and that's fine. Yeah. I think the cream rises to the top. Let's get real. Ooh, it's very rare. How many really funny fucking videos are there that are out there that don't end up getting seen? I don't know. I mean, for the most part, I think it finds its way to your fucking cell phone. It finds people share this shit, and they're sort of indiscriminate. The internet is sort of a great equalizer because it doesn't, and we were talking about it before, how you could just chop our fucking name off a joke and put it on a meme and then nobody gives a fuck, right? So it's like funny is sort of funny. And I think that, I don't know, I think that as long as you are resilient and as long as you don't lie down and go like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? You'll find that path. Dan, you, right? Forget me. Forget anyone. Like, I can't speak for myself. But, Dan, if they said, fuck it, dude, you know, everything you're currently doing is gone.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You had to go and take your funny and put it into a brand new type of medium. You would just go and do that, and you would figure out a way to do it successfully. And it's, you know, that's a reality. So it's if you're talented and you fucking work hard, like, that's it. Like, look, dude, I just hustle. I have no fucking talent. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, you modest. But, no one wants to hear modesty out of a hot Puerto Rican in a cowboy hat.
I'm not fucking.
Ooh, Shannon, are those sirens your vagina going off?
Oh, they woke the baby up.
Petting her kitty.
She's always petting that kitty right there, huh?
All right, real quick. What is this here, Shannon? A woman was arrested for coughing on $35,000 worth of food. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I saw that shit. That shit's wild. They're starting to charge people who are coughing, saying they have the coronavirus, with terrorism.
Yeah.
How mad are you if you're ISIS and you've cut a dude's head off and people are coughing and they're like, you're the same as ISIS?
ISIS has lost all sorts of social weight, dude. They're falling so far behind. It's so sad. I feel bad for them, dude. They need another PR camp. They need like another big run. You know what I mean?
They're analog in a digital world.
You guys are behind the times. They're Blockbuster, dude. Netflix.
They go, I will cut your head off. And you go, what about a respiratory problem?
Is there an ice cream truck going by Lewis's house?
By the way, Zach didn't hear that through my microphone. He heard that in real life.
No, he didn't. He felt the vibrations of the tune in the ground.
Like a Native American.
Yeah, he just went like this.
Hand to the floor.
He went, so there is a drumstick where the great iron buffalo goes through Lewis's neighborhood.
Did Zach just fucking feel the coordinates of an ice cream truck on Earth?
Zach went, everyone shut up. There's an ice cream truck in Harlem. I've seen it. He can see what the ice cream truck sees.
Like the Red Eyed Raven?
Yeah, he goes, it's driving through a neighborhood that's dark. Why is it so dark when it's light out? He's in Harlem. The truck's in Harlem.
The 350-pound raven has a revelation. Yeah.
The blonde-haired bird can see more than anyone.
Oh, shit. So what happened? So this woman, was she doing it as a prank, or she just coughed?
And I don't know. A lot of these people are doing these fake pranks now where they like the guy that licked the fucking pole on the subway. You saw that shit?
Yeah, I read this article. They're checking the woman. Oh, this has been threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction, making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct.
Cops arrested a woman who allegedly coughed on about $35,000 worth of food. That's a big old cough at a Pennsylvania grocery store this week and was believed to be a very twisted prank amid the coronavirus pandemic. Margaret Circo, 35. Only if you're 35 years old and would do this prank, you have to be a Legion of Skanks fan.
Oh, 100%. She definitely has a Gas Digital Network subscription.
Was hit Thursday with charges including threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction, making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct, Hanover Township, blah, 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 blah. Keep on going down. I mean, come on. Look, if she had coronavirus, and knowingly had coronavirus and was trying to give people coronavirus by coughing on food, I believe you should arrest her. But only in that case. Like, if she's just doing it as a prank, you know, I mean, she's 35.
She did say, she announced it as she was doing it, that she has coronavirus. But as of now, we don't know if she's been tested.
It's not funny unless you yell that out.
Yeah, you're right. That does sell the joke.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like yelling fire in a movie theater if you go, I have the virus, and you start coughing on people?
It's very
panic in public.
Yeah, this this screams TikTok. It sounds like one of these fucking TikTok things. Like that dude that licked the toilet seat, you know, and he's fucking. There was a dude that did it too, dude. There was a guy who now has who's on ICU.
He's got it now.
Yeah, he's on a ventilator and shit.
They got him. That's so fucking funny. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Shannon's got to look it up. I don't know, dude. He's licking a toilet seat in a public restroom. And he's like, fuck Corona or whatever. And he gets it. Same thing with the dude that licked a pole in the subway. He licked a fucking handrail.
He licked a Polish person?
Yep.
Yeah,
and, dude. And by the way, the Polish person had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's a double what Polak.
Do I work for you?
All right, so
there he is.
It's the chick who, she invented the coronavirus challenge.
Hi.
Yeah, the chick was, what's her name? This fucking, Ava Louise.
Get it. That's what I'm saying.
No. But this chick is pretty hot.
Let me see. Bring up her photo. This is the girl that started this challenge. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, she was on Dr. Phil, I think. She's like a crazy fucking, like, fat shamer chick. Yeah, she's like,
she's not even hot. She's like, she's angular hot, where she knows.
No, she's like Instagram hot. She knows how to take the picture.
Yeah, like
no. This is trash. That's a bag of trash.
Yeah, she's
coronavirus challenge. Cool, dude.
I mean, I'd still smash. I've still fucked way uglier women.
And she's wearing those sunglasses that this company, they're reaching out to anybody who has like any sort of following on Instagram. And they're asking if you'll sponsor them. They're these fucking sunglasses that wrap around your head. This is the kind of people that. But like, this is a, like, if she gets it and dies, then you're like,
hold on. What's the name of that company?
I think it's like filthy. I think it's Filthy Beaner. I think they're called the Filthy Beaner Shades, something like that.
Come on, bro. That's fucking ridiculous.
You go,
that's the name, dude.
You go, that website's been taken since 96.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Stop acting like that website hasn't been taken already.
Right.
Ava's video seemingly inspired copycats, at least one of whom was diagnosed with the disease after taking part. She feels no remorse or regret for what she did. In fact, her only goal was to get more attention than the virus itself. Yeah.
Respect, retarded. Good for her. Fuck it.
Kind of real ass. Yeah. Yeah, whatever, dude. Pretty fucking real ass chick right there. Good for her.
Yeah, lick a seat. Fuck it.
It's whatever. It's her body. Who cares? Fuck it.
Yeah, if she gets sick and dies from it, then that was it worth the bit? Maybe a couple hundred thousand followers for her? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, she got possibly. Yeah, maybe got some sweet, sweet followers and that
back
can put her through.
Dude. Back here.
What's the first, once things open back up, what's the first thing you guys are gonna do?
Kiss everyone.
I'm gonna go fuck an old lady.
I'm gonna be a smooch train down Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Now, I'm excited to do. Honestly, man, I'm excited to do stand up.
I'm so. That's the only thing I miss. I don't miss almost anything else besides stand up. I'm like bummed. I was in the middle of my fucking tour. I can't like. That's the only thing I really miss. Literally, I like eating out at restaurants. Yeah, sure, fucking whatever. Going out. Yeah, like all that shit was fine, but. Not being able to even go work out a little bit in town. You know, this would be one thing if it was like, you can't travel, but you can't even go work out in town. Fucking, it's the literal worst. Every comic friend I have, every single night, we're all texting each other like, what are you guys doing? Because it's like the witching hour of when we would be out at the club. It's just the most.
Are you still being social? Like, so I know you and Bobby are doing your podcast, but would you go over like your friend's house and watch a game or fucking watch a movie or whatever?
I mean, there's nothing to watch. That's the thing is like people are, there's like, you know what I mean? Like I would go over to somebody's house and like have a drink and chill, but it's also, it's like, why? I don't, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing, if there was an event to go watch, like, oh yeah, come over and watch this sporting event or this fight or whatever, then fuck yeah. But nothing's happening. So I don't want to go to someone's house to do nothing. It just,
Trying to make
someone's house
versus like, Tony happen now. They're Dana White says he has a location.
It would be so dope if he did. I don't know. Like,
wait, they're doing what? They're going to do Khabib Tony Ferguson?
They're trying.
I think they're going to do it in Florida. I think they're doing the same place they're doing WrestleMania.
At the Performance Center?
I don't know. Whatever
no jurisdiction audience, right?
That is. No audience, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Not, Zach, it's not, what it's have not you, the Performance Center.
Zach, what have you thought about Have you been watching both AEW and WWE?
Yeah, AEW's doing it way better.
Yeah, except Wednesday's was a little off, but the first week they did it with all the heels sitting ringside and talking shit.
But now they can't do that. They're not allowed to.
Really?
Yeah, that got taken away, but they it's all about the camera.
Allowed to is a weird thing, right? So state by state, wherever you go, it's like it's sort of suggested. Like it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's suggested until the feds come in.
Yeah.
The problem is with MMA, it's like you know, let's say they suggest that there's less than 10 people and you want your business to comply with what they're suggesting. How do you do an MMA fight with less than 10 people, you know, cage side? You need three judges, two fighters, at least two cornermen. That's seven. The referee, that's eight. I guess two commentators, 9, 10. Now you need cutmen, physician. I mean, you're already, like, literally with the bare minimums. With the bare minimums, you're at, like, 20. A dozen, 15 people. I mean,
I would say 20.
Not even counting cameramen. Not even counting cameramen, lighting technicians. Oh, 25 minimum. Yeah. Just to produce that event in order to make it work with fucking five I guess you could have limited cameramen.
Well, they could you could do commentary. You could do satellite, which is
You could do that.
You could do satellite commentary. You get when you have union riggers for cameras and lights.
Easy. That be, what did you just say? Did you just say, dude? This is a joke. We're not actually.
Lewis, do you think Ferguson and Khabib are still training right now?
For sure. For sure. Me and Bisping have been doing the show. Most fighters are still training right now. Most fighters have at home gyms. So, see, that's the thing. Santino, do you have like a big home? How big is your house?
It's not that big. It's like 2,100 square feet. Three bed, three bath.
If I had a fucking house, dude, because this has really made me want to move out of New York City because I have a pretty nice apartment. Like, I live in a two-bedroom, two-bath in Harlem, and it's a decent deal. But if I spent the amount of money that I spent on this fucking apartment out of New York City, I could have just a fucking garage with my own gym. Like, I could have a fucking backyard, treehouse for my fucking kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that made me really want to move out of New York City. I don't want to fucking be here anymore. It's just, you know, there's not a sense of ownership here. Even when you buy an apartment here, you're like, my wall is connected to some other motherfucker's wall. Like, we own the same wall. How is that even possible?
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I love getting away from people. It's my favorite shit on earth. I was like, I don't want to live above and below people anymore. I was sick of it. Especially because fucking living in the heart of West Hollywood by all the comedy clubs. It's a loud party gay neighborhood. So it's just, it never ends. The difference for New York, you can live in a fucking, well, no, I mean, I would go over there once in a while, you know what I mean? But it's just, you know what I mean? How much dick can you suck before you're like, I got to move to the suburbs.
That's why you're getting your insides tickled.
That's right. I have, dude. I told you.
Would you mind tickling my esophagus, please?
Yeah. Gargle me. Yeah. I know. I feel what you're saying. I think there's advantages to New York has so many higher advantages when you live in the city when it's not this. But
yeah,
having your own pieces of like I've been running outside every day. It's fuck because it's nice out. Also, there's nobody in the neighborhood. And then working out at the houses, it's not that. I mean, it's not as bad as some people are having it for sure. It's a bummer. Yeah. It's still a fucking bummer.
You got a bunch of equipment there?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm jealous. That's all I want. I'm after this all said and done, I'm moving out of the city. I can't do this anymore. I gotta just somehow fucking develop a relationship with my son's mother's boyfriend. It's a goddamn nightmare, guys. I have a lot of shit to consider and a lot to figure out. Okay, this has been a lot of fun though. We're gonna wrap this one up. This is coming out on Monday. Actually, we're streaming this one 11 a.m. on Monday. So thank you guys for being a part of the show and thank you guys for watching or listening to the show. I know. I don't have a fucking microphone yet. My microphone is coming on my birthday, actually, April 1st. So starting next week, guys, if we're still under quarantine, I will have much higher quality audio. So the next couple shows, I do apologize about not having great audio. And that's really it, right? Guys, make sure you follow everyone on social media. Fucking go support these guys. Go download their podcast. Download their albums. If you have the fucking cash, if you're not affected financially, this is the time that you could really help out by subscribing to Gas Digital, subscribe to everyone's podcast. You know, whatever you can do, dude. I'm telling you right now, we really are, you know, if you can't, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Share the podcast. Tell a friend about it.
Whatever you can do, we really, really appreciate it. This is the fucking dance between us and you guys. We don't exist without you guys, without you fucking crazy motherfuckers. The greatest fan base in the world. We will check you guys on Wednesday with another two incredible guests. You guys are awesome. White power, everyone. White power, Dan. White power, Vicentino.
Page power.
What power is that?
Teal power.
We'll check you guys. Thanks, guys. Peace.